Mini test. Part 1. Listen and choose the statement that best describes the picture. Number 1. A man is opening a door. B. A man is skiing down a hill. C. A man is pouring something. D. A man is driving a car. Number 2. A.
A woman is climbing a tree.
B.
A woman is digging in the ground.
C.
A woman is holding a watering can.
D.
A woman is washing a fence.
Number 3. A.
Some people are lying on the grass.
B.
Some people are cutting the grass.
C.
A man is cutting a bush.
D.
A man is carrying a bag.
Number 4. A.
A man is putting on a jacket.
B.
A man is cleaning snow off a car.
C.
A man is driving through the snow.
D.
A man is cutting down a tree.
Number 5. A.
Some people are washing some windows.
B.
Some people are entering a store.
C.
Some people are getting on a bus.
D.
Some people are holding bags.
Part 2. Listen and choose the correct answer. Number 1.
Do you have an umbrella I could borrow?
A.
Yes, there's one in my car.
B.
No, I don't go to the library.
C.
Yes, on Tuesday.
Number 2.
It's raining a lot today.
A.
I hope it stops soon.
B.
It's softer than I thought.
C.
No, it's in here.
Number 3.
Will your store be open tomorrow?
A.
Sorry, we don't have enough room.
B.
Today's good for me.
C.
It depends on the weather.
Number 4.
Why don't we turn on the heat?
A.
It's too loud.
B.
It's still too warm for that.
C.
I'll turn it off for you.
Number 5.
Do you mind if I open a window?
A.
Go ahead, I'm hot too.
B.
The window is over there.
C.
You're right, she is smart.
Part 3. Listen and choose the correct answer. Questions 1 through 3 refer to the following conversation.
It's really slow today at the cafe today. Where is everyone?
Well, it is summer vacation.
That's true. We need to find a way to bring people here. What about having a sale?
Good idea. We can have a sale on all cool drinks and desserts. I'll go make signs.
Number 1. Where most likely are the speakers? Number 2. What does the man mean when he says,
"It is summer vacation"?
Number 3. What does the woman suggest doing? Questions 4 through 6 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, it's Pamela. I'm calling because I can't go to work today. The snowstorm is just too strong.
Didn't George call you? We've closed the office today and are asking all employees to stay home and work.
Oh, perfect. But what about the meeting scheduled for this afternoon?
I'll call the client and tell them we will have to postpone it until next week.
Number 4. Why is the woman calling? Number 5. What does the man say employees were asked to do? Number 6. What will the man most likely do next? Questions 7 through 9 refer to the following conversation and menu.
Welcome to Sally's Cafe. I just want to let you know about our rainy day special. If you order a tea, you'll get $1 off your order.
Oh, wonderful. But I don't drink tea very often. Which tea would you recommend?
Well, the raspberry rose tea is our most popular. But if you prefer something sweeter, I recommend the caramel vanilla tea.
I'll take a cup of the caramel vanilla then. Also, where is the library? I need to meet some friends there.
Number 7. What does the woman say about the cafe? Number 8. Look at the graphic. How much will the man pay? Number 9. What does the man ask for? Part 4. Listen and choose the best answer to each question. Questions 1 through 3 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
I'd like to discuss profits over the past month. As you know, the weather has been very cold. And as a result, we've had fewer customers this month. Our president is worried that we won't be able to make this month's profit targets. Therefore, we will need to change the schedule and have fewer people work. I will be sending an email after this meeting with the new schedule.
Number 1. What problem does the man mention? Number 2. According to the man, what is the president worried about? Number 3. What will the man do after the meeting? Questions 4 through 6 refer to the following advertisement.
Are you prepared for tomorrow's snowstorm? If not, call Richard's Snow Removal Service. We clean driveways, sidewalks, and private roads. We can go anywhere. They say half a meter of snow is coming. We already have several people signed up, and our plows are limited. So hurry now and sign up today.
Number 4. What kind of service is the advertisement offering? Number 5. According to the woman, what is happening tomorrow? Number 6. What does the speaker imply when she says,
"We already have several people signed up"?
Questions 7 through 9 refer to the following announcement and weather report.
And now for today's news. Marissa Huggins is scheduled to be in town next week. The musician will perform in the town's popular Red Theatre next Tuesday. She was also scheduled to perform at the Outdoor Rock Music Festival, but due to a coming storm, the festival has been cancelled. Tickets for a tour are still available, but we recommend purchasing them at the theatre since they will be cheaper.
Number 7. What is the news report about? Number 8. Look at the graphic. On which day is the outdoor festival scheduled? Number 9. What does the speaker recommend listeners do?